It's very encouraging news that now the 43 houses at Ahuahnia that have been badly needed and a long time waited for has gone to e-tenders. This would mean now that we'll have about a 4 or 5 week period to allow for our contractors to put in their bids. And hopefully once that's done, there'll be a short process then. And hopefully, all things being equal, that we'll see ground starting to break. This is a project that is badly needed. The biggest town in Taoghampton, the Glanty, population growing, and a community that is desperate to hold on to their young generation so that we're not seeing them scattered through the four corners of the world to seek not just employment as we used to travel abroad for, but now to find a life where they can afford a house or to rent even a house at this stage. We've been waiting for a very long time, for not just for this development, but other developments where hopefully and all fingers crossed that we'll see ground breaking in Gidore very shortly at Dard Scullwater, which we badly need. But the point here is, which has to be said, absolutely we have fantastic staff doing fantastic work without a shadow of a doubt, but we're not doing what we're here to do, which is to build houses for our community. We're not building the amount of houses that is needed. For 10 years nearly as a Corlicombe, as a councillor for the Glenties MD, there's hardly been any houses built within that 10 years. And that's not acceptable. It's nowhere near acceptable. Whatever we're doing isn't working. Whatever we're doing, we need to change it. What we need to be doing is making sure we're building enough houses to accommodate for the need that's out there, both in the mainland and our islands. Because all we're seeing is people emigrating who have work, but they can't afford to rent, they can't find anywhere to rent, and they can't afford to buy, and the banks ain't giving them money. And that is not the type of society that we should be building. I would be calling on the Fianna Fáil from the Gael government to provide us with the finances that is badly needed and the resources. It's not just about finances, but the resources that we as Corlicombe Gunningall need to build these much needed houses. We have to stop looking to the private market to make money for those who own big estates and other private houses to make profit. We need to build houses as a council to keep our youth at home.
But realistically, it will be minimum 18 months before these 43 houses in Tlahunlia are actually complete and ready for habitation. So it would appear in the short to medium term, at least, there is still going to have to be a role for the private sector. There is still going to have to be turnkey developments if the current housing crisis is to be addressed immediately.
Look, the sad reality is that there are hardly any houses out there. One of the biggest works that I do is working with people, individuals and families, to try to find homes for them, forever homes, homes to rent. But unfortunately, that's not there in the private market. We have the government, the Fianna Fáil, from the Gael ideological position was to let the private market meet the needs of our communities. It has come to roost now that that is not in the best interest of our community. It never was about the best interest of our community. It was solely about the best interest of making rich people richer. We have a situation now, we have a non-regulated proper sector around Airbnb. Most people now want to rent short-term instead of long-term. There is an absolute crisis out there. Every single week, we have people coming who are more or less saying within the next week or two or month or two, we're going to be homeless. People with children, individuals, and it's not good enough. And we have to call this for what it is. It's Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael's neoliberal policy in the interest of looking after the wealthy. It ain't working, and it'll never work in the interest of the working class.